Welcome back to the Moms Do Business Different podcast. I'm your host, Kay Hillman, believer, wife, mama, and creator of the Shmoney Mama Gang. Myself and my team support mamas who are service providers and coaches in creating strategies that make buyers say, take my shmoney, and create companies that bring in high cash months doing the bare minimum. Join me for conversations on money, business growth, sales, productivity, and the mindset of being a mom who does business different. Mama, are you ready for the vibe? Listen up and let's get this money.
Hey boo, hey, happy Saturday or whatever day you're listening to this on. Okay, so it's Saturday, or was it Strategy Saturday? I think I'm gonna change to the Shmoney Saturday because I really like how that sounds too, but we'll see. Anyway, today's question is a little long. The question itself is long, but I'm gonna try to keep like the answer pretty short. So let's get into this question. The question is, I feel like I'm in the thick of it. I have a 10-month-old baby, a 2-year-old, and a 4-year-old, and it's so chaotic right now. I barely have time to do anything outside of take care of the kids, and honestly, some days, by the time I'm done, I end up staring at the wall just to recover from the day. I feel like I need to take a step back, but I don't want to lose all the momentum and progress I've made in my business. How do I make this work? Ooh, hey, girlfriend. Mama. Yes. I can see why you feel like things are very chaotic right now because, I mean, you are in the thick of like the little years. You have the toddlers and then you have a baby. So I am just sending you so much love and grace because, yeah, girl, I mean, I'm in the thick of toddlerhood too right now. So I get it. The first thing I want to say is be kind to yourself. Okay. Be kind to yourself. And I know this is easier said than done because in our heads, we're like, you know, there's so many things that we want to do and there's not much time, but just be kind to yourself. And I did an episode, and I believe it was the last Strategy Saturday, actually. It was episode 285 on Ride on God's Grace for a Season. And I want you to listen to that in addition to what I'm going to say to you today. So the other thing I'm going to say with being kind to yourself is just know that you're not behind and that it's okay to take some time off to get your mind on track. I know a lot of people will like, well, not a lot of people. I noticed that sometimes we feel the need to keep pushing because we see everybody else in the online space or in your industry or whatever. You see them pushing through things, right? And a lot of times people don't ever share when they take time off, right? Or their low seasons. And when they do share it, they usually share it as like a victory season. So for example, and I'm not gonna use anybody specific, but like for example, maybe somebody like goes through a experience and they, you know, have like low income. And then they have like, after some time they move through it and then they start having like, you know, high cash months. I'm not even gonna say specifically what, but like they just start making a lot more money. Well, you'll see them share, you know, on Instagram, like, oh, you know, just 1 year ago, I was depressed in my room, blah, blah, blah. And then now, you know, look at me, multiple six figure, you know, or, you know, in my business or whatever, right? And so a lot of times we don't get to see like the first part they talked about though. Like we don't see like all the crying, all the, you know, this sucks, all the days that they didn't get up and work or didn't want to work or they didn't have the capacity to work, right? We don't get to see those things. And so what I want to say to you is that just know that like there's another side to your story, right? So while right now you are in the thick of it, there will be a time where you are on the other side of things. And now your story is the same of, dang, you know, I had 3 toddlers, you know, 3 small kids. Things were chaotic. I was busy. I could not even get myself together. I couldn't even change my shirt, you know, but now, you know, a year later or 2 years later, this is what things look like, right? So I want to encourage you and just know that like you are not behind. You're exactly where you need to be and you're exactly on track. Right. And it's okay if you need to take a step back to kind of recalibrate and give yourself like a bit of a beat so that you can show up as the best version of yourself, whether it is in your role as a mom or in your role as a CEO. So one thing that I always say is like some seasons your kids need you more. Right. And that's okay. Right. And as moms, it's okay to have like other priorities or other things that we find important, right? Like it's okay that we find our companies important. It's okay that we find certain hobbies important, right? And there are going to be times that we just want to give a little bit more time to us than what we are giving to other people, whether it's our children or our spouses or whatever, right? But the babies are young right now, right? So this is a season that the kids honestly need us more, and that is okay. You're not missing anything. And the truth, like, I mean, I'm telling you, like, oof, there are so many experiences that I've had with this. Any opportunity that is truly from God is not going to pass you by. This has happened to me time and time again where, you know, someone will email me and they'll ask me like, oh, do you want to speak here? Whatever, whatever. And I don't see it, right? Like, I don't see it because I'm just like so, you know, in the weeds of like mom and, you know, I have two businesses. Like, I'm just in the weeds of all that stuff. And like, literally, I saw the request like a month later and I reached out. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I didn't see this, blah, blah. You know, if you're still taking speakers, I would love to speak. But if not, you know, I totally understand. I was late. And she was like, you know what? Actually, someone just backed out. So yeah, like, there's a spot. And it was like, wow, like, this obviously was an opportunity that God wanted me to have because it did not pass me by. And there's also been instances where someone has just circled back in with me later, right? So you are not missing anything. The things that are for you, it's not going to pass by you just because you need to take a step back. Because you mentioned this. You said, I feel like I need to take a step back, but I don't want to lose all the momentum and progress I've made in my business. And so I just want to say, like, you know, you're not, right? Like, you're not going to lose anything that was supposed to be for you in this season. So take the time that you need, especially because, and the other thing that, the other reason why I'm saying this is because you are postpartum. And honestly, with the age gap that I'm seeing here, you probably have actually never left the postpartum season. Like, you have a 4-year-old, a 2-year-old, that was all postpartum, right? And then you have a 2-year-old and a 10-month-old, that is all post, like, you've literally either been pregnant or postpartum. And so because of that, I feel like we have to just give ourselves a little bit of extra grace when we're in that mom fog season of being postpartum, right? And so the truth is that things are going to look different, right? Things are going to look different in your business. Things are going to look different in your life, but that's okay, right? It doesn't have to be wrong. It doesn't have to be, you know, like, there's no standard or there's no, you know, oh, you should be at this point, right? And I did do an episode talking about, like, you know, timeline and stuff like that of where you can be in your business, but we also have to take into account what's happening in our life. And basically, mama, you have had back-to-back babies. So first off, round of applause for you, okay? Because you are the real MVP. But like, second off, you know, you also need to give yourself a little bit of space to mentally get yourself back there. So take a week, take a month, right? Take a quarter, right? I know this is like such unpopular opinion, but like, I've literally coached people through taking a month, taking 3 months off, right? Whether it's for maternity leave or it's for, you know, just because they need to like have a sabbatical and just have a mental rest. So I want to encourage you like to give yourself that. But I want to speak to the piece of how to not lose all the momentum and progress, right? Because there's a way for us to take a step back, for us to rest, for us to, you know, replenish or restore ourselves without losing the momentum. And something that I see a lot of people do is you take a rest and you truly rest. I mean, well, let me say this. I want you to truly rest, but like, you stop, right? Like, everything in the business stops. And I don't want that to happen, right? Like, we don't want everything in the business to stop because that's, again, that's how we lose the momentum, right? That's how things kind of get out of whack. So instead of doing that, you can look at your season of rest in a couple of different ways. So, well, actually one main way. What I always say is look at rest, like you taking a rest or you taking a step back as a preparation season, right? So you use this season to prepare for the influx of clients you're going to get when you're back on your game, okay? And we're already claiming it, right? We're already claiming that once you are done resting, once you have, you know, your mind together, your system together, whatever, you are going to be booked and busy, right? We're already claiming that. So use this time as a preparation season. So the things that you're going to do during this season are preparing you for what is getting ready to happen. But I don't want you to shut down and do nothing, right? So during this season, and what I want to say is like, don't think about the time. Like, don't think like, oh, I got to spend this amount of time working. It's not about spending like a certain amount of time working. It's about, okay, I'm just going to focus on like this one thing for right now. So here's what I always say. When you are in this, okay, I need to take a step back season, think about what are things that you can do to prepare your business for a bunch of clients. Because when you come back, you're going to have a ton of clients. Like that's done, right? That's going to happen. We're going to claim this for ourselves. So now what do you do during this time? The number one thing that I always start with, if I'm not like planning proactively to take a break, the number one thing I start with is what is the bare minimum I can do when it comes to my marketing, right? Can I do just one thing? And if so, what is that one thing I can do? So for you, your bare minimum might just be email, right? Like all you have the capacity to do is write one email a week. And that keeps your email subscribers, the most intimate people to you, still engaged with you. So yeah, they might not see you on Instagram, but guess what? They're not gonna miss you because you're in their inbox. It might be your bare minimum is one social media post a week, right? If you're inside of Shmoney Mama, literally you will have a whole action plan that, okay, yeah, you might have not have time to implement all the pieces of content, but you can do the emails, right? Or you can do, you know, you can take four of the social media posts and do them in one afternoon and have them scheduled to go out one a week, right? What is the bare minimum you can do when it comes to your marketing? And I just want to encourage you to just do one thing. You don't have to think about the full bare, your full bare minimum strategy, right? With having three platforms. You don't have to think about none of that. You can just say, I'm going to do this one thing because I'm in a rest season. I'm in a preparation season, but I don't want to lose my momentum, right? So that's the thing number one. Thing number two, again, we want to prepare our business for an influx of people when we come back. Because if you maintain a bit of presence or a bit of momentum while you are taking a rest, when you are back, you know, full 100%, I'm in it to win it and hit my goals or, you know, reach whatever milestone, you will see things pick up really quickly. And so now is the time to prepare your business for that so you don't overwhelm and burn yourself out when you do come back. So the other two things that I say to focus on during this season is, one, realign and audit any of your frameworks and your processes, right? So really like look at, okay, you know, this is how I teach things, or this is my process for how I deliver this client, you know, client gallery or this, you know, client process, right? So if you have like, if you're a service provider, then you have like a client workflow. So you want to look through and make sure like, okay, how I do things is most efficient. So if I had for some reason 10 inquiries or 20 inquiries, I will be able to handle it and not be overwhelmed, right? So you want to look at those things. So this is a great time for you to realign and audit that, because you might also decide, you know what, I actually don't even like this offer anymore. I'm not going to do it, right? Or I like this offer and this offer, I want to turn them into one big offer, right? So it gives you some time to really like think through and reimagine how your business can look when you come back. This is a great season for you to just change things, like for you to just, okay, I used to do stuff this way, but now I'm doing it this way, right? So give yourself some time to like audit your framework and audit your process. And then the other thing you can do during the season is any back end stuff, right? Do you have sales pages that need to be updated? Update the sales page. Do you have, sales pages, emails, right? Like email funnels. So any email sequences, do those things need to be updated? Go look at your link in bio. Is there anything there that can be updated, right? Go through, like, I know you have a note in your notes app somewhere that's like all these random tasks. Like one of my backend stuff that I needed to do is I needed to organize my desktop on my laptop and then reorganize all my files, like all my files that were on my hard drive. So with my photography business, I have tons of files on my backup hard drive and I needed to get all that organized. So when I was in my season, because I was like, I think I was postpartum, which I guess I'm still kind of postpartum, but I was pretty much postpartum for like the last, I want to say 18 months or so. And so during that time, I just was doing a lot of backend stuff. It's why you saw my offers change so much, right? And honestly, I was only active really via email. I was also active on the podcast. Like for me, bare minimum is running my mouth and then emails. And so, besides that, on the back end, I was focused on like, okay, let me get all my files cleaned up. Let me, you know, reimagine and like reconfigure my offers. So I spent a lot of time last year, like just playing around with my offers, playing around with my process and my frameworks and stuff like that, because I was just in a season where I needed to take a step back, where I needed to take some of the pressure off myself to, you know, do and show up, you know, every single day and all the kind of things now. But like now, I'm back on Instagram stories, baby. I think I haven't been in Instagram stories for probably a year. Like, I will pop in there every once in a while, but consistently, girl, I have not been on Instagram stories in like a year. And, you know, it's fine, but like, it's crazy because Instagram stories was my number one moneymaker, you know? And I just like completely was like, no, I need to take a step back. Like, I'm, like you said, I'm in the thick of it, right? I'm in a mom fog and I just don't have the capacity, but I also didn't want to lose momentum. And so that's why I'm saying like, this is a great season to prepare because now I'm just like, oh my gosh, like, I'm not gonna say I can't keep up, but it's like a lot of people are coming, right? And so that's why I want you to claim that this is your preparation season, because when you are at full capacity, like at your best, you are going to see that a lot of people are gonna come in and you're gonna be able to serve a lot of people. So right now is a great time for you to prepare the business to hold that, right? To hold space for those clients that you're about to get your back end cleaned up. When it comes to just keeping your presence, make sure that you're doing the bare minimum. What is the one thing that when it comes to your marketing, what is the thing that you can do, right? And I will be honest, right? So, and besides that, audit your framework and your processes, like audit how you're doing things, change your offers, stuff like that. Now, I will say this, when it comes to this whole idea of like taking a step back, depending on how you do this, right? Like if you just decide, okay, tomorrow I'm going to like take a step back, you might notice that like, okay, your leads start to dry up, right? You have less clients coming in. That happened to me too. This is normal. But the thing is that you might need that to give yourself a chance to mentally recover, right? And I know that that's sometimes hard to experience or hear, especially like if your family depends on your income. So like a lot of things, like a lot of my family depended on my income and my business. And so when I took a step back, it was really hard. Like it was a tough season, right? Just to be fully honest, but I needed to do that, right? I needed to do that. And so even though I had like a little bit of money stress on the back end, I was able to navigate that with a clear head because I wasn't, you know, also having to like serve a bunch of clients and doing all these things, right? So I will say like in full transparency, taking a step back, especially when you're not prepared for that step back, you might notice like, okay, I'm seeing a reduction in my client load and stuff like that. The money is kind of like, I'm not gonna say drying up, but it's like going down, right? But sometimes you need that breather to find some clarity within your business, right? Or to just like create some kind of system and routine for your home life, right? To figure out like, okay, what kind of schedule can I get the kids on? What kind of schedule can I get people to come and help me with the kids on, right? Where you're able to do those things without having to worry too much about like a heavy client load, then you can be like, okay, it's been a month. I'm ready to come back and just really like hit the ground running, right? And now you can come back to this feeling really energized versus, you know, really pushing yourself to show up and then feeling discouraged when you can't, right? So it's all about your intention and being really intentional when it comes to running the company. You want to be super intentional about your time, but also your attitude, like how you are, how your mental space is showing up in your business. And I will always say, like, if you're in the middle of a mom fog, or if you're like going through a mom fog, whether it's postpartum or teething or sleep regressions, or if you're just emotional because the kids are going to school, right? Like it could be anything that can trigger a moment of us going into a mom fog. It's always a good bet to just bet on yourself and give yourself at least 1 week, right? Recalibrate for 1 week. Then after that, if 1 week is not enough, then I say go to 1 month, right? If 1 month is not enough, and this is like in addition to therapy and stuff. So I'm not saying like take time off and don't do anything. Like go see a therapist, you know, exercise, get outside more, right? Like I'm in, what do they call it? That seasonal, I'm not going to call it depression because I don't want to claim that right now, but you know, I'm in that whole seasonal thing where I'm like, where is the sun? Like, this is bugging me. Like, I'm just like really struggling with that. So it's like, you know, get outside if you need to, like do things that can really energize and like pour into you. But give yourself that time if you need it and kind of tier it. Give yourself 1 week, then give yourself 1 month, then give yourself, I know this sounds extreme, but give yourself 1 quarter, right? Because sometimes we just need more time to recalibrate. But while you're doing that, focus on that back end. Figure out what that one thing is that you're going to be able to do and sustain and keep up with that's not going to take you a ton of time. And then really focus on, okay, do I need to change my offers? Do I need to realign what my process is? Do I need to fix my framework? Is there something that's going on with my client delivery that is honestly taking too much time and it's making me hate my business, right? What are those things that you can fix? And do those things during this time. Because baby, when you are back on your game, woo. Okay, let the blessings overflow because they are. All right, that's it for this one. And until next time, I will talk to you later, darling.
Thank you so much for tuning into this episode. I know you loved it, so go ahead and leave a 5-star review. Make sure to share this episode and tag me at Moms Do Business Different and at Mrs. K. Hillman so Ayuntha knows it's real. May you walk in your purpose and calling every single day to steward the life and business that God has called you to. Until next time, let's get this money.